You're listening to The Spectacle on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick.
60s, Woodstock and this and that, 70s, punk and whatever, 80s. What about 80s?
House music. The decade rock and roll was showing up for what it was. The necrophiliac that it was.
Right now is going to be the new Rave Emissary theme. If anyone knows what this is, they can win the prize, which is to actually call the theme for the rest of our show. If you can tell me what this song is from let's say it's between 1993 and 1997. Okay. So look, we're going to talk about this whole new rave phenomenon, but I want to start off with a song. Let's just get the music started right away. This is a band, I really fell for this track this week. This is a band from Toronto, Canada, called Kids on TV. Yeah. The name of the song is Jeremy Mon Ami, and this is the Craig Mack remix. And he also goes by the name Deacon, a legendary DJ from the Toronto area, which was a great area for rave back in the old rave, 92-93, the Montreal-Toronto scene. The whole East Coast of America was going off, and it was just wonderful, and met a lot of good people from up there back then. Anyway, here we go. Yeah. Let's roll it, Spec.
All right, here we go. Track. You're listening to Spectacle and
New Rave Emissary. I love everybody.
WRSU.
Jeremy, one of me, a bunch of emotions. Jeremy, one of me, no sense of the girl. Jeremy, one of me, fast, not a All right, Dave.
So where is this place anyway?
Well, it's in a secret location. You just gotta ring this number.
Right, and who's gonna be there?
Well, I don't know.
So what's it all about then?
It's a rave day. It's a rave day. It's a rave day. It's a rave day. Just lots of people in a room, spreading love and listening to tunes. It's a rave day.
So what do I have to do then?
Just have a laugh and stand around. Bob your head round up and down. Stomp your feet upon the ground. To the kick drum as it sounds. Throw your hands up in the air and maybe give a little cheer. Go to the bar and get a beer. Go speak to that dude over there.
And then my friend will sort you out. Cause that's what raves are all about.
Hey Dave, see that bird over there? She's proper nice. Definitely wants it too. I'm gonna go over there, Dave. What do you reckon, mate? Dave. 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 Hey, what's the matter, Dave?
I'm feeling really strange.
Yeah, well, that's because it's a rave day. It's a rave day. It's a rave day, it's a rave day. Just lots of people in a room, spreading love and listening to tunes. It's a rave day.
So what do I have to do then?
Just have a laugh and stand around. Bob your head round up and down. Stomp your feet upon the ground. To the kick drum as it sounds. Throw your hands up in the air and maybe give a little cheer. Go to the bar and get a beer. Go speak to that dude over there.
And then my friend will sort you out. That's what raves are all about. You can chill out here all night. Cause it won't stop until it's light.
Come on then, Dave. Let's go home, mate.
Oh, but it's just getting good, man.
Come on, man. I've got to go to work in the morning.
Yeah, it's cool, man. I'll ring up you, yeah?
Yeah, whatever, Dave. Yeah, whatever, Dave. Yeah, whatever, Dave. Yeah, whatever, Dave. You really need to go to bed because you're completely off your head. Yeah, whatever, Dave. Yeah, whatever, Dave.
Okay, that was Trash Fashion with Rave Dave, MySpace/Trash Fashion. That's out on 10-inch yellow vinyl, real tasty looking record, and nice. You can get that directly from their MySpace. That's MySpace/Trash Fashion. MySpace/Trash Fashion. Okay, I love that song. I love the spirit of that song. Some people want to tell me there's no scene over there, but I mean. I'm feeling a lot of love. I'm feeling a lot of good music and good vibes and people throwing all-nighters again.
Hell
and this
yeah.
time around, I was in a band back then, but because I wasn't, you know, our band actually did get to play at a couple of raves, but most bands didn't. Now it's all about bands and vocals and hooks and having a good time and not limiting yourself and crossing genres and seeing what's possible with music again. And if that's not a scene, I don't know. That's why I'm in music, to do that. So if there's no scene, let's make a scene. And if the media wants to use the term new rave, you know, go ahead and let them.
So be it.
I mean, we're not here to be used by the media. We're here to use the media, okay? And, come September, everyone's going to need a come down. But it looks like this is people want to have a good time this summer. And if the media wants to blow you people up with this term, go ahead and let them. Just make sure you got a great acoustic record ready in September. I mean, come on, don't play the game. You got to change your stripes. Keep changing. Keep your fans interested and, you know. Never worry about this ridiculous backlash. I can't tell you how many bands I've seen that are really benefiting from this whole scene, just like trying to get away from it. It's ridiculous. I mean, this time around, I have to say, the enemy sort of got it right. they sort of got it right, because there is a new energy going on. And I'm hearing a lot of good music. I love it.
Hey, right on. Couple more. Well, we had a couple more tracks that we heard.
Well, we
too,
heard
right?
the first thing we heard. Well, we're not going to name. The second thing was Kids on TV. Once again, let me tell you, that's MySpace/Kids on TV. They're going to Europe in April, and my band Imperial Quasar, we might be playing with them in Toronto mid March. We'll see what happens.
Cool.
Great stuff. Okay, the next thing we're going to play is. This is a really great track. This record made me smile all week. It's by a band called Hadouken. I think I'm pronouncing that right. It's called That Boy, That Girl. These guys are from London. It's MySpace/Hadouken UK, all one word. I'll spell it for you. HadoukenUK.
Ooh,
that's MySpace.
Quite a name.
Yeah. That's on Surface Noise. It's going to be on Surface Noise Records, and there's a really, really great video at their MySpace too. It's kind of innovative. I really like it. Anyway,
cool.
I'm gonna shut up now. This is a really good band. That Boy, That Girl.
All right, on WRSU.
That boy talks and heroes, skinny fit jeans and dressed in pink. How it just is, I can zero as long as he owns fill my drink. That girl's an indie Cindy, Lego hair cloud, polka dot dress. I don't care, she thinks she's indie, how different is anyone's guess? She'll give you the skin tight, colors on the floor. With all your white lies, every slide whore. All the bound boys in your space and sneaker. On your back, yeah, time to blow the speaker. I went to a rave, but it got real moody. How can a screw face have a good time? Was in a pipe to his father's booty, and now he's lived a life of crime. I went to a gig, but nobody danced. Everybody was far too cool. All the kiddies, they just stood there. Is it the same at the public school? That boy's a Hoxton hero. Skinny fit jeans and dressed in pink. How it just is, I can zero. As long as he owns all my drink. That girl's an indie Cindy. Lego hair, car, polka dot dress. I don't care, she thinks she's indie. How different is anyone's guess?
Yeah, I was Hadouken, WRSU.
Girl, great song. We're raving up here. I hope you guys are dancing in your pajamas or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Turn down the lights, you know. Turn on the strobe machine. Whatever. whatever you have.
Spec, why don't you tell them about your show that you've had for the last six years?
Yes. The last 6 years here in WRSU. spectacle, going from all sorts of experimental shoegaze,
the most interesting
electronic
rock and rock experimental indie radio show on the planet, and that's why I'm able to do this, because this guy's a genius DJ, and he's actually a genius musician as well, and this is one of the best radio shows, the most long lasting radio shows in the United States now for this kind of music. They come and go so fast, but. Props to my buddy, the spectacle over here.
Thank you.
Anyway,
let's get on to being over here.
I want to change the pace a little bit. We promised some stuff that was old that could be considered new rave. I got something here from 1999, a band from Ohio. They're called Jester's Longevity. This is a track called Brazil, and this is on an album called Analog Dub Report, which is a very interesting record. It's a limited edition of 200. I got it at the Princeton Record Exchange. It's an amazing record store just a few miles from the station here. It sponsors the station, and they have the most amazing collection of used vinyl you've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, you can't beat it.
For all kinds of music. And I found this little turquoise paper cardboard box. And it just caught my imagination with this animated thing on the front. And they spent no money on the CD, which was a CDR. But this is the most beautiful packaging I'd ever seen. And it was numbered 45 out of 200. And I took this home, and it blows my mind. This is a great album. I don't think you'll be able to find it. It might be uploaded by this time. This guy, Mundok, one of the guys in the band, he's gone on to do some good things. Anyway, this was on Jack Kettle Records. Okay, it's called Brazil, and it's a little change of pace.
All right, let's kick it.
Headaches from the dinner rings. Now we're on the dinner season.
Okay, this is Kais Quasar from Imperial Quasar with The Spectacle. That was, I can't say their name. Let's call them Hit Disco and put a sh in the front of it. Those guys are on Fierce Panda Records. It's a legendary indie rock, indie label. I don't want to just say rock. I mean, they put out a lot of great stuff through the years.
That's definitely
a great song called Reactor Party, MySpace / you'll have to figure out their name. those guys are from Glasgow. I'm gonna play another band from Glasgow in a little while as well. Smile for the Cameraman, Honey. That's a band I'm gonna play in a minute. We're gonna hear Pony Unique, Metronomy. We're gonna hear Mirror Mirror, Silverlink, Uppertron. We're gonna hear from the Klaxons and Clear Up. And if we have time, we're gonna get some Imperial Quasar in, something that's not at our MySpace. That we're going to be dropping.
I just
want to say something about the music. You know, I mean, here in New Jersey, and whoever's listening around here, they may not have ever even heard the term New Rave, and they may be the biggest music fan in the world. I mean, they may have tons of records, but they may not have heard it. But the thing that's characteristic of this of a rave is the way that people treat the scene. To me, anyway, I see it: the colors, the flyers, the DJs, the promoters, the all-nighters, but with bands involved and having good time, and the crowd's really happy to have guitars on the stage and vocals and stuff like that. The music, to me, it's so different from band to band that there's really no identifiable sound. I mean, one of these bands, I'm going to play Mirror Mirror. These guys tear it up like grindcore. I mean, this is heavy, hard rock and roll.
Yeah.
I mean, it would never be considered dance music to a lot of people in the years gone by, but people are now banging their head on the dance floor to this stuff, and they don't care if it's electronic. I mean, electronic, I think, is predominating through, at least most of the bands have an electronic element.
Right.
Some of them don't at all. And those bands are, I mean, the whole thing is wonderful for that reason. You're putting, you know, these kind of bands together on the same bill, and everybody's having it real large. And
I mean, just before we heard pretty much, well, the last band, Ska.
I hear a lot
ska
of
influence, you know, in there,
ska,
a little bit. I mean, there's
right, a little bit of.
But
that's
like
a really interesting song. I mean, I hear a little ska in there, but that's a unique song. I'm hearing a lot of unique sounds, like kids are putting it together. Like, wait a minute, I, you know, the idea.
No limits.
The idea is to really like push the waves. Anyway, I think those guys surf too, by the way. I surf. I stink at it, but I love it. And I like to go get creamed. And 6 to 8 foot is my favorite. And I really like to get hammered. I don't know why. I'm terrible at surfing, but I love to get out there. And hopefully I'll get to surf with you guys. I know some really great surfers, though.
Yeah.
And they can cut it up.
Yeah.
And I know one surfer.
I've never been, so.
And she's incredible. Anyway, okay.
Rock.
Let's go back to the music now. By the way, we're going to have shout outs later. I'm going to be plugging a show. We're going to have a guest pick from a Shoreditch DJ from London. And we're on till 7:15, so we've got about 46 minutes left. Whatever time it is where you are, I can't figure it out.
Yeah, I just want to make one quick note, though, that, of course, this show is just, of course, the inaugural show of this all. And
this is the inaugural show. We won't be on for an hour and 15 minutes. The station likes the idea of the show, and they're letting us... Not tonight. We don't even have any playlist restrictions.
Nope.
But... WRCU has one of the like most exciting playlists in the country, and they like the DJs to at least touch upon it. So we're not sure how much time we're going to have each week, but we'll have like half an hour to 45 minutes.
Definitely.
Sometimes we're not going to do what we're doing tonight, which is playing all bands. Sometimes we may have one band on the whole night and just play a couple of their songs and talk to them all night. I mean,
exactly.
we may have a guest DJ do a nonstop set where we don't even talk at all. I mean, it's free form radio. We'll do whatever we like.
Yeah, throw back to my previous format where I'll have a whole band take over the whole studio and just throw a whole show right here.
The Spectacle has bands live in the studio, and there's been some incredible performances up here squeezed into this place. Anyway.
Cool.
Yeah, okay, back to the music. This is a cat from London, South London, actually, Pony Unique. This is a song called Laser Brains, MySpace / Pony Unique Music. That's all one word, Pony Unique Music. I'm not 100% certain of this, but I believe that this song, Laser Brains, it's at his MySpace, but I think it's on the album called Obliques, which is available from Rough Trade. It's available online. And this is a gorgeous pink vinyl record. And the other thing about this scene is, you know, it's all about the vinyl. It really is all about the vinyl. And it, if you don't own a record player, then, and, you know, you are not a true fan of music. I'm sorry. Because the things hiding, the esoteric sounds hiding in the grooves of a vinyl record cannot be found on a CD. You cannot download the experience of having a vinyl
Definitely
record. If
not.
You don't own a vinyl record, go get one. Your life will be enhanced. You'll have better relations with the opposite sex, and your breath will smell better. Everything will be better about you if you have vinyl. Okay, let's rock Laser Brains by Pony Unique.
All right, here we are. We'll be right back.
was used for centuries as a method of torture. Place someone's head inside of a bell and ring it. And eventually, they'll go insane.
Tune into Lucky Horse for Town, Saturday nights at midnight on WRCFL, the Brunswick, New Jersey, new music.
They'll go insane.
Like, they don't have enough A&R men to find all the good music that we're going to find and bring to you.
Wow.
That guy can flat out spit it. Props to Glasgow, man. That's a smile for the cameraman, honey. That's called Snips 12. And I know he's got these other snips, different numbers. This guy's fascinating. I think he's also supposed to be an amazing drummer, live drummer. Mm-hmm. I know he was in a band called Go Universe and a grindcore band called the Betatron. This is a MySpace/smile for the cameraman, honey. Okay, and I just want to say that track is amazing. That's, dude.
Wow.
I mean, congratulations. And before that, we had Pony Unique. That's one of the prettiest, noisiest songs I've ever heard. I mean, really, there's such a beautiful melody coming through the racket, and it keeps you centered. It's just a new way to look at music. I mean, Pony Unique, fantastic. Okay, next segment coming up right now. We have. We're going to do this every week that we're spinning records. The Spectacle and I just decided that we want to get a guy up here. If you're listening out there, we want a guy to come in live and do a show. We'll give you like half an hour or something like that. And I want to see some real 303s, real 606, 808, 909, just that stuff.
Yeah.
Nothing else, okay?
Freestyle,
I like to make
whatever.
Music that
whatever
way,
you
but
want.
The show's not about me and my band. You'll hear an occasional track by us. Tonight we have extra time. You'll hear one track by us, Imperial Quasar. But I want to get a guy to come up here. If you're out there listening and you perform live with a Roland TV-303 or an 808, 606, a 101. I have a 101. It's my favorite instrument in the world. If you rock that stuff live, we'll put you on the air. You can create live. No pre-recorded nothing. Get in touch with me at MySpace/ Imperial Quasar. Exactly. Or get in touch with...
Or you can go to MySpace... Spectacle WRSU.
Right. Okay. So put the word out. All right. Okay. So now we have a pick from a band. They're called Metronomy. The song's called Easily Have Me. And this is our guest pick of the week, chosen by an up-and-coming Shoreditch DJ, Shoreditch London. I'm all crazy now. DJ Firas, F-I-R-A-S. This guy also hosts a really great podcast called The Filthy Few.
Yeah, check out those playlists.
It's on BBC Six. Mm-hmm. This guy also spins live at Bar Music Hall. And you could check him out at MySpace.
MySpace.
I just thought, I'm a spaz, and I said it. MySpace/MusicByFiras. That's Music by Firas. F-I-R-A-S. MusicByFiras/MySpace. And like I said, this you should check out this podcast. It's a similar format, I think, to what we're doing here. I think he plays. He's not limiting himself to new rave the way we are, but I don't know that that's any limitation at all.
It's definitely very similar to what the Spectacle overall has been playing too.
So exactly.
Yeah, I think if you're tuning in here, you'll definitely dig it.
Yeah, definitely check out DJ Firas on the Filthy Few podcast. Okay, so now we have this is again. Now we're going to change pace. The next few tracks, Metronomy. Easily Have, and they're MySpace/Metronomy, MetroNomy. Then we're going to have this just, you know, sit back, you know, it's like the speakers on the couch. We're going to play this thing from Mirror Mirror called Dance Magic Dance. We'll talk about that. And then we're gonna change pace again with a little drum and bass, what I like to call beautiful drum and bass by brilliant artist Silverlink. Out of London as well. But right now, Metronomy, we're going to go right into Mirror Mirror, and I'll talk about those guys after these two tracks are over. So you're Metronomy, Easily Have Me.
Cool, check
by,
it.
Picked by DJ Firas.
We'll be right back.
wow.
That was,
man.
I'm telling you, man, that
was sick.
Get the aggression out. That was Mirror, sick. Mirror.
My throat's dance, hurting just listening to it.
I know that those screams are great.
The,
it's like,
I don't know how he does that.
Chewbacca, you know, a higher mid-rangey Chewbacca.
It's like
thing
that throat singing, Mongolian throat singing.
That those guys played with klaxons. I think maybe I'm wrong, but I thought they played at a New Year's gig together, and that's the kind of thing you could hear, klaxons, which does have a ravey kind of feel to it. I mean, don't get me wrong, that is, we're going to talk about klaxons later, but those guys are different, and I'm really loving their music, and I don't feel that this is a hype with this band at all. I think that these guys are really talented, and I really
agreed.
Like this music. I love this song, Golden Scans. We're going to play that later, but I mean, imagine that pretty, like, I mean, to me, that's rave meets Brian Wilson when Golden Scans, and this is just like this is like grindcore, you know. But there's, I don't know, there is some kind of thread I can't put my finger on. It's a mystery, and I think that's very, very exciting. I mean, that's a great track, guys. Fantastic.
Right on.
And
before that,
we had Metronomy, picked by DJ Firas. There was just way too many consonants in that passage right there. That was Easily Have Me. Okay. And by the way, you can get you can go listen to Mirror Mirror at MySpace/Mirror. Just one mirror for their MySpace, okay? oh, by the way, they have a split 7-inch vinyl record out on Speedo Wax Records. And it's a split 7-inch with Rolo Tomasi. And that's one of the artists we're going to feature on the next show. Okay. We are now going to play something by Silverlink. Okay, now this guy, I came across this guy on the web, and I found this passage. It just killed me. I loved the music, and I looked out for some information, and all he's got there about himself is this, and I'm going to read it. Born inside the face of the baby Jesus, in a baby Jesus and the Madonna magic eye poster. Spent the first 20 years of his life as Jerry Garcia's forearm, then inverted, and became a double rainbow for 3 days. There is no K in rave. That's what it says about Silverlink at his site. And I agree with that. There is no K in rave. And pass that message on, because there is no K in rave. R-A-V-E. I don't see a K. Do you? No, there's no K there. And let me tell
unless
you
I forgot my alphabet.
Back in the day of old rave, we used to go on the East Coast. On the East Coast of America, there used to be this incredible rave scene. It was so esoteric, and the dancing was so... It was competitive, respectful, not competitive, nasty, competitive, respectful. And there was a... these kids were like martial artists. I mean, I've never seen anyone dance like this in any other part of the world or the country. And it was just a very special, unique thing. And from 92 to early 93, it was just beautiful. I mean, it was all about dancing, and it was an art form. And I really miss it, because Kay came in and destroyed the whole thing. And these kids who were dancing so brilliantly, they got a taste of this terrible thing, ketamine. They got a taste of this. You know, they loved it for the first initial buzz. And then 6 months later, these same kids who I adored to watch dance were rolling around on the floor in K-holes. They didn't know what dancing was. You know, they didn't care anymore. They were like a junkie who needs his needle, who dribbles down his chin. If you do this stuff, you end up in a K-hole. It's a very dangerous drug. We don't want you going near it. We want you to spread the word. We want to see it gone by this summer, because this summer is going to be a big summer. People are going to be having it large, and we don't want any disasters, okay? So please, spread this message. I got it from Alex Silverlink, all right? I'm passing it on to you. There is no K in rave, all right?
All
so
right.
We're going to play something by Silverlink right here. This is called Mesa, and I like to call this beautiful drum and bass, because that's what it is to me.
All right.
So here we
here
go.
We are.
Yeah. Sir, you're trying to get into the
Uppertron in the background. Uppertron's from Brighton. MySpace/Uppertron Paul. P-A-U-L. Uppertron, two P's. Really love that track. Very, very extreme electronic sounds. It's called Klaxons Aren't Rave. I think they recently said they were old new rave, so I don't think you guys are in disagreement. but the music is pretty different. Okay, next, the next thing we're going to hear... that guy Uppertron gets some great sounds, I gotta say. Some of his other tracks at his MySpace have some really wicked sounds. Okay, the next thing we're gonna hear up is from Sweden. This is on 7-inch vinyl, which we're playing to you off of 7-inch vinyl. Clear Up, this is with a K. Clear Up, K-L-E-E-R-U-P. MySpace/Clear Up. This is on Risky Dazzle Records, and this is featuring a vocalist by the name of Robin. And this is, I wanted to play this back to back with, well, in the same part with Silverlink, but things got a little jumbled because this is a very beautiful song, and I think you're going to love it. It's got a very positive message, and people should really go out and get the 7-inch. It's a really great. I think the same label has a Klaxon. I know they do. They have a Klaxon 7-inch out, and I think they just reissued it on a different color vinyl. Anyway, check out Risky Dazzle. Very, very cool little label putting out 7-inch vinyl. And I can attest that your records will come, and they will look good, and they will get there on time, because I bought two of these. Okay, this is Clear Up with Every Heartbeat. Talk. Okay, we're having a technical difficulty over here, so let's. We're going to start this record over because it deserves it. The studios over here, the Spectacle usually are in, are under construction. You might have heard the other DJ say that. So the turntable, the wonderful turntables that they always have, are out of commission and sort of rigged up here. So just be patient with us for just a second. We're going to start this record over. It's only fair.
All right, here we are.
All right, go ahead.
It hurts with every heartbeat.
Some of the music heard on WRSU-FM New Brunswick is brought to you by a program grant from the Princeton Record Exchange. Princeton Record Exchange, with over 160,000 titles in stock, buys and sells CDs, LPs, and DVDs. They are located at 20 South Tulane Street in downtown Princeton and can be reached at 609-921-0881 or online at www.prex.com.
All right, you're okay. Listening to The Spectacle.
So that was Clear Up?
Case.
Thanks. Okay. Spectacle. That was Clear Up with Every Heartbeat. Okay, now we're going to get going. We got two more songs to play. Before we do that, shout-outs. Okay, Melissa in New Jersey, Stevie Swansong in Brighton, Bobotron, Rochelle, the band Rochelle, Kia Kia in Mexico, Lady Luck Promotions, London, Stadelman, New Brunswick, New Jersey, Dra Bravo, Spain, Pepsi in Leeds, Big Barry in Birmingham, SM84 and the Wrecked Crew in Vienna, Pixie in Thailand, Game Boy DJs London. Oh, and Love to DJ. These guys are going to be our guest pick for next week. Love to DJ. That's MySpace/Love to DJ. Just the way I said it. Going to be throwing some great parties this year. Those guys are. And then we have, I said the Game Boy DJs. And if I missed anyone, get me and get you next week. I want to plug one thing. You got to go this week. If you're in Shoreditch to 7-Year Glitch, Silverlink is spinning. It's been being billed to me as an old school rave. Silverlink is spinning. Luke Vibert is spinning. This is a free gig. 8 to 1 a.m. It's at Old Blue Last in Shoreditch, London. And that's 7-Year Glitch. And you can find out more about that online or at our MySpace. Okay, two cool. More songs.
All right.
We're going to play. The next thing we're going to play is Imperial Quasar. This is .pk. And this is the Lord Uxley remix. And Lord Uxley actually has an F in front of Uxley. And then we're going to finish with Klaxon's Golden Scans. And that'll be it. So we love you guys. If we just play the two songs out, know that we love you. We love everybody out there. I love everybody out there. And we hope to see you all in April when Imperial Quasar comes over there to spend the summer in the United Kingdom and Europe. Peace and love to all. We'll be right back. Quasar. That's Imperial Quasar, MySpace/ImperialQuasar. .pk. It's not up there yet, but we have other tracks up there. Okay, we're gonna. This is the last track we're gonna play. This is one of my favorite songs right now. I love singing this song. Makes me feel good, and I think this band should be really excited about their sound. This is Klaxons.
Cool.
And this is Golden Scans.
Catch you next week on MySpace.com/spectacle WRSU.